Okay, so this next lesson is called Swinging the Leg from the Stomach to the Back, lesson number 371. So again, we start on our backs with your arms down by your side and begin by noticing the contact that you're making on the floor. I'm gonna take the pen so I don't forget. Roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Just check in with how that movement is. And then you're going to come up to sitting. So we're going to be in a more sitting posture throughout this lesson, but we are going to go back to your stomach. So you're going to start sitting, and your legs are long in front of you. And we're going to really work on your hands now, and this will translate also to your skiing. But you want to be able to weight bear on your hands, okay? So Bill, hands are with your fingers, that's it, forward. And they're a little wider. If you put them too close to your pelvis, you're gonna shrug your shoulders, right? So do you see how my hands are further away out to the side? So Bill, go wider with your hands, wider. There you go, wider, good. Okay, so you're gonna lean on your left hand so you can lift up the right hand, and you're gonna lean on the left butt and come back. Okay, so again, this is what we do in skiing. So this is kind of what we just did on our knees. Lean to the left, lift up the right side of your butt, and come back. Okay, so then you want to start to feel, what do you do in this trunk part? Right, so do you remember that picture of Ted the ski racer? And come back. So if you're really stiff and you don't bend in your ribs, that's what it's going to look like. Look at what my head is doing. Right, so I'm going to fall over. Right? So to lean on the left hand and to lift the right hip, do you see how I have a curve here in my ribs? Scrunch your ribs together. And do you see how my head's in the center? Right? Come back. So this should be real easy. And do it again. Now, the next time that you come over to the left, let's just do the right leg. Can you start to bring the right leg around and back? So you're like swooping the right leg around you, right? And just feel how easy that is. Is that easy? Is that easy for everyone? This is how skiing should be. This is what your legs are doing. This is how light and easy it should be, okay? But if you're not bending here, it can feel like a lot of work here, okay? Come back, rest on your backs. Okay, let's come back up to sitting again. And I wanna kinda watch you guys now. So lean on your hands. We're gonna try it to the right. So you're gonna lean more on the right and you're gonna lift the left. That's it, and come back. So feel, so when you lift this, I don't want it to go over here, okay? It stays right in front of you. So you are so clever. You're gonna always find a way to not move these ribs. Right, no, this is what happens. This is when you have such a strong habit, and we all do, okay? We all have habits. And when the habit is so strong, her strong thing is, I'm gonna keep this spine straight. For no reason are we gonna bend, right? So what is she doing? She's crossing the arm across herself to get the leaning, right? This body's so intelligent, and this brain is gonna find another way to do it. My job is to make sure this is a cheating, okay? So, arm is straight over you just think of lifting up your left butt cheek. Not your head either. Remember, your head's straight in front of you. Right? That's it. And come back. And really lean here and go back. Okay? Lift, lift the butt. That's it. Feel what you have to do here. This is so new for you. Isn't that new?
Yep.
I know. But newness is good. Excellent. And you can feel how that goes to your core. So see, all that keeping your spine frozen has not done you a lot of good for your core. That's it. So lift this, lift it up, lift the pelvis. That's it. There you go. And then start to bring the leg behind you. Keep this arm down. Remember, lean on this arm, right? When you ski, you're going to push this arm into the ground. Swing this leg and pull it back. Let me watch you, Barb. Excellent. Nice, Bonnie. Beautiful, Bill. Yes. That's good enough. How are you doing, Janice? Okay, but then I want you to come back when you start and roll and come over and come back. So you always come back.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, can you guys alternate? Right? So once on the right hand, once on the left. And you really got to lean on the hand. There you go. Swing this back. And now come back and lower. Put this hand down. Don't keep your legs together. Swing that. That's it. There you go. I know. Think of your pelvis lifting, not your leg. Oh, swing it around. And come back. And then this change. Lift the pelvis. Okay? So that's it. Now let's rest. I'll add something else. Lie on your back and rest. I gotta make it easy, better for you. So you're more, you've got me curious, so you're more transferring when they're going on to surgery. Is that your job when you're shifting them?
Or they're coming back from procedures.
Right, and you're shifting them from the silver table, right, onto the other.
Yeah.
Okay, right? Okay. Okay, so let's come back up to sitting. Let's have your legs straight out in front of you. Bill's making all kinds of great noises for us today. Okay, and let's just put your hands to the side and just to rock your pelvis. I just want you to think pelvis. Legs don't lift. One cheek up, the other. So right cheek up, down, left. Right, left. That's it. Back and forth. You're just going to roll your butt back and forth and let the legs just flop. Right? Just let the legs follow. This is what you do again in skiing. Let your legs just follow. Right? Let the knees start softening and bending, and both legs go together, don't they? But you got to lift up the butt cheek. That's where you make your turn. Good. Okay. Now let's try again the left. Okay, and let's try to swing both legs over, okay? So you gotta really lean on this left hand and you gotta lean on the left side of your pelvis. Okay, so now we're like Ted in the picture skiing. Legs are out to the side, right? This curve, but your head's up. Swing them back. Swing both legs over. Swing both legs over. Lean on the left hand. You gotta have that left hand be your friend. That's where your neck will get soft. If you don't use the left hand, you're gonna use your neck. Good. Let's try the other side. Right hand down. Right? Swing the legs to the left and back out. Right? So you're gonna come really low onto this left or right side, excuse me. right? You're on the outside of your pelvis. That's it. Okay, rest again on your backs. Excellent job. Okay, so we're gonna come onto your stomach, but I'd like you to come onto your stomach so that your head, I'm gonna call this the front of the room, so that our heads are towards the front of the room, right? And your arms are gonna be back into that push-up position. Your legs are long, okay? And we're gonna start with the right side. You're gonna roll. Think of rolling to the left and lift the right side of the pelvis. Okay, that's all you're gonna do and roll back. So lift the right side of the pelvis, beautiful Bill, and come back. Lift the right side of the pelvis and then come back, that's it. Excellent, now. As you lift the right side of the pelvis, right, you're rolling onto the left, can you start to bring the legs to the right? So bring the legs up to the right. And they stay long. You're swinging them, so you're going to make an arc. So go back, both legs. Let's get your sock on. You lost your sock. And you're going to think you're going to swing both legs. And keep them, nope, that's bending, straight. Yes. Yeah. Swing them up to the side and back. Beautiful, Bonnie. So you're pivoting on the left side of your pelvis. Swing them up, there you go. And then go back down and pause on your stomach. So Bill, the other way, you were doing it right before. Lift the right hip, okay, and pull both of these legs over to the right. There.
Oh, okay, no, I didn't understand.
And then go back to your tummy and then you do just, just the right side again. And swing them up. Nope, not up. Up.
Okay.
Keep doing that. You feeling your core at all? That's it, Bonnie. That's it, Barb. Okay, rest on your backs. How's the temperature? Are we getting cold? Or are you guys doing okay? Because it's a more active lesson, so you okay? Okay. Okay, we're gonna try it on the other side. So that means you'll come back onto your tummy. Right, and you're gonna just start the first movement is just getting the feel of lifting the left side of the pelvis. So it's really, you can either think of it as lifting the left side or pivoting onto the right, because all your weight comes onto the right, right? So it's how you think it. There's a lot more work involved when you think I'm lifting the right, but if you think I'm rolling onto the left, there's a certain lightness that gets there. Okay, but you don't want to look at your feet, right? So just roll. Okay, and then instead of your feet going behind you, your feet are gonna come in front. So then you roll onto the left and you're gonna swing the legs up. There you go, and then go back. So practice that. So once you roll onto your right hip, you're gonna pull the legs up onto the left. Okay, and in time, you're gonna think about, eventually we're gonna be sitting. You're doing good, Jackie. That's it. Pull the legs. Beautiful. And go back down. That's it, Bill. Roll, but don't tuck your arm under. Yeah, keep both arms in the push-up position. You'll see why. Hey, it's getting easier. There you go. Okay, rest on your backs again. You just take it, no, turn around and rest. Yeah, rest. So let's rest. I'm going to turn you guys back so your heads are, well, it's okay. You can do it the way you're doing. It's fine. So you guys rest. Bill, we're going to move this so that this will be for your head up here. And you take your time. So if you guys stay this way, I'll slide this up here. Jackie, are you okay that I come up by you here? Can you still hear me okay? Is that okay? I'm not echoing too much? Okay, so we're gonna come back to sitting. Okay, and we're gonna go back to, you're gonna lean on the left hand, right? And you can even bring your right hand over, so maybe both hands are to your side. So you're gonna swing your legs from front all the way kind of behind you. So literally you're pivoting on the left side, right? It's like a half an arc. There you go. And then come back up to sitting, lean, and come back up. That's it. There you go, Bill. And Bill, just do like two or three times and rest. Okay?
I can feel that all over my body.
Excellent. Okay, can you guys try the other side? Right? So that would be, we bring our weight over to the right, and you're gonna swing the legs to the left. And this is gonna again show up if one side you can pivot on easier. Is it showing up yet?
Yes.
Yeah, right? That's it. Good, okay. And let's have you rest on your backs again. So if it feels, I'll give you a little longer rest. If it's feeling like, wow, this is a little complicated and tired, that means, it means two things. It means that it's probably relatively new for you, which tells me and you, rest with your legs long, that you do most of your skiing with your legs. That's what it tells me, that you don't know how to use your trunk to ski. So it's all going in your legs. So if we can shift it to your trunk, and especially for you, Jackie.
Janice,
I'm sorry, I called you Jackie. Janice, both Janice and I mean, now that we've already had knee surgeries, the last thing we want to do is have another one or put any extra conditions in our knees, right? We want to have the least amount of effort in our knees. So we got to use this part of ourselves, okay? So whenever there's been any kind of surgery, it's just becomes imperative that the rest of the system is more efficient. Does that make sense? And it's like Bill's ankle. So we gotta have everything else super efficient so that it takes up the slack a little bit. Okay, so we're gonna kind of start to go from sitting to lying. Okay? We're like We'll start with a half a circle and then lead into a circle. So let's come back up to sitting. And let's start with the lifting of the right hip, which means swinging the legs to the right, all the way to coming to your stomach. Ha! And now you're gonna reverse it. So you're gonna lean to the left and swing the legs back up. Wasn't too bad, huh? So the more that you can lean on the hip, the lighter the legs get. You're on your stomach, roll onto the left, swing the legs and come back up. Watch you guys. That's it, Janice. Excellent. Look at how easy that is, right?
Yes.
Truly skiing can be this light and easy. Yeah. Right? We want to protect those legs. We want to use our trunk. Excellent. Hands up. Excellent. Roll onto your tummy. Beautiful. Come back up. Swing the legs. Excellent. Excellent, Janice.
It's hard not to migrate across the mat. Does that happen?
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay to migrate. Yeah, I think Bonnie's migrating too. Okay? Okay, rest everybody. Rest on your backs before we try it on the other side. So, and we need lots of rests. You doing okay, Bill? You just rest. And rest with your head. So you got to rest your head all the way down. How's your neck?
It's okay.
Doing okay?
Yeah.
Is there any phase along it that it starts to bother you? Just let me know.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to try this on the other side, right? So you're going to sit up. Right, and your hands are going to be on to the right side. You're going to put all the weight over to the right, lifting the left and swinging the legs to the left and coming all the way behind you to lie on your tummy. That's it, Bonnie. And then come back. You're okay, Barb. Get back to the front of the room and I'll watch you. Right, so all your weight has to really be on the outside of that right side. Right, and you really have to trust pivoting on your pelvis. That's it, Barb. Now swing the legs to the left. Nope, you're going on your stomach. So keep your face to, keep your face to the front of the room. And keep your face to the front of the room. Now swing your legs to the left. There you go. All the way around to the left, and now your tummy goes down. There you go. Now reverse it. Come back up. Excellent. Now you got it.
It's all about spatial.
No, there's a lot to say for spatial, yeah. Right? You guys are doing beautiful. I know, it's a little rough. Okay, try it once more, and then you guys can rest. Rest, Bill. You can just rest. You know what? You know what I would prefer you to do? Lie on your back and just listen to me.
Okay.
And I want you to imagine doing it.
Okay.
Because every time you prop yourself up, you're tightening your shoulders and holding your neck up. So what's better? So what I'm going to have Bill do, and this is important for everybody to listen to. So I'm just going to have him visualize. Okay? And it's actually visualization in the long run can be more powerful than actually doing the movement. It's harder because you have to be very attentive. But I'm going to have him just visualize what I'm saying. So when I had my my big accident when I was 20, that's what I had to do in the very beginning. Like I couldn't move any of the toes in my left foot or my left ankle, and I had to start by just visualizing, getting movement back. And it was so powerful. And it's a big piece of this work because when you can see it in your mind, your body, your brain is mapping out the same sequence when you see it in your mind than when you physically do it. So maybe we all could just take a moment here as you're resting and imagine now that we're going to do a full circle. So I'm going to have you just stay lying on your back and you're going to imagine seeing yourself sitting. You're going to imagine placing the right hand next to you. So you're going to see yourself lean to the right so that you can swing the legs to the left, come onto your stomach, but then you're going to roll more onto the left side that you can start to pull the legs up to the right and be sitting. So did those directions make sense? And can everybody imagine that? Bill, did that make sense? So it's a really great thing that if you imagine, your mind is still doing the pathway for all your muscular and skeletal system. So you just see yourself doing that. So when we come up in a moment to do that, it's pretty effortless. Okay, so let's go ahead and come to sitting. And so we're going to start sitting by having our legs in front. We're going to lean to the right, swing the legs over to the left, come onto the stomach, shift the weight onto the left, and pull the legs back up. That's it. And you know, to be honest with you, if you feel courageous to get rid of the mat, on this wood floor, it's a lot nicer. It's super slick, so you can just do it really much. You can pivot so much nicer. So just if you just make room, there you go, right? Isn't it much easier? Right? So utilize the floor and make the full circle. Go all the way onto your belly. And if there's anything to learn when you're doing this is that the key part of this, that's it, Barb, is your pelvis. I want you to feel what your pelvis and your trunk is doing. And your legs should just effortlessly be following. Okay, and that's what you want in skiing. Your legs just follow what your trunk tells them. So see if you can do one or two more circles that way. And then we'll try the other way. We'll take another break and try the other way. So remember, you're facing the front of the room. You lean, swing the legs, that's it, onto your tummy, and now pull them up to the other side. Okay, and then go ahead and rest on your backs, on your mats again. And Bill, you just keep resting there and we'll have you imagine it the other way. Okay, bring yourselves up to sitting again. Right, you're going to lean your hands over to the left. You're going to swing the legs around to the right, come onto your stomach. Change your weight over to the right hip, so you pull the legs up onto the left. Okay, so you start by leaning to the left, swing the legs around to the right, come onto your tummy. Roll your weight onto the right hip and pull the legs up onto the left. Right, you're making a full circle, keep going. And do it again. Janice, you're doing beautifully. Beautifully. This is going to help you so much with skiing. You're just not going to know what happened to you. Good. Excellent. So watch, you guys watch Janice, because she's just doing it so lovely. You know? See how she shifts? And she's got this great white sweatshirt on. Clothes are so awesome because it wrinkles so much, showing you what her body's doing underneath.
Really?
So watch the wrinkles of her sweatshirt, and it shows you what she's doing. Look at the wrinkles that get created, right? And look at the wrinkles right there. That's what her ribs are doing. That's what I want her ribs to do. People always ask me, do you want me to take off clothes? I'm like, no, the more clothes, the better, because you can see what the body mechanics are under clothes. If the clothes aren't bending and moving, that's a bad sign, because that means the body's not bending and moving, right? So she's doing it really lovely, and this is going to help her so much with skiing. Okay, let's try again. Let's try on your stomach. So come to on your stomach. So let's try it from that position. You're fine, Bonnie, that way. You guys are challenging me with my directions. Okay, so you're on your stomach. Let's roll to the right hip so the legs come up to the left. So, right, you roll onto the right hip and pull the legs up to the left so you come up to sitting. And then take the arms over to the left and swing the legs all the way around to the right and come back on your tummy. Right? It's like a clock. You've got yourself all messed up. There you go. So start on your tummy, right? Roll to the right. Pull the legs up to sit that way, right? There you go. Now take the hands over and then swing the legs, continue to the right and go back on your tummy. Okay? Roll to the right. Pull the legs up to the left. That's it, Bonnie. That's it. And now put the arms over to the left and continue the legs around to the right onto your tummy. Now see if you can do it a little faster and smoother. That's it, Janice. Right? You're just making a circle around yourself. There you go. Excellent. You guys are feeling confused. Right, so you never want to twist your chest away from you. Some of you end up doing that, but just rest on your back. We'll rest on your back. Confusion set in. But you know what? Confusion is a really good thing.
So at that point, we were making half circles.
No, we were making whole circles still. But that's okay. Everybody got confused. You roll onto the right, pull the legs up, and then you continue. Nope. See, I told you, you never turn behind you. I don't know why you guys all want to turn behind you. Your chest, right? Your body always stays in front of you. So see, look at me. My body's in front. My chest